Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
With Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Rumor. And Phil, obviously we heard the big news that all schools in Erie County are going to be closed until April 20th. And I know at Buffalo Public Schools, teachers were asked to report on both Monday and Tuesday. And some of the big questions are what's going to happen to teachers moving forward, as, you know, after Tuesday? Have you been given any indication, first of all, what the plan is for teachers? Are they just going home?
We don't know yet. We're waiting. We've just asked for clarification from the superintendent as to whether they even have to come in tomorrow. Most of the teachers have told us that they've gotten most of the preparatory work done. Obviously, teachers, like everybody else, are having child care issues. Are concerned about their health and the health of the other students. So hopefully they will not be charged for the sick days or personal days that they will have to take. As far as the students and their education goes, first of all, I think we should realize also that the spring break is included in this time, so there wouldn't have been any education going on during that approximate week. If there is summer school, which I hope there isn't, we always have summer school. We'll just have to expand it a lot. I'm sure we'll have plenty of teachers that would be willing to, you know, work summer school.
Looking at it from, I guess, the teacher's perspective, I'm sure you guys have already communicated to a lot. But if for those who aren't aware, I mean, are teachers still getting paid during this postponement of school?
Oh, yeah. You know, teachers are getting paid. Administrators are getting paid. And we would hope that everybody is getting paid, because a lot of the teachers will be working from home now. They're sending home equipment with the students, and some of our teachers, many of our teachers, will be working with the students from home with their computers.
Over the summer, I could envision a scenario that says, okay, because of this postponement, we're actually going to have school continue on into the summer. Is that just not going to happen, or can you envision that scenario happening?
Well, can they have summer school, for example, for this? Because let's face it, all the parents aren't going to want to send their kids to school. First of all, it's going to depend on where we are with this whole virus. If the virus is still out there, then obviously it would not be a good idea to have summer school. However, hopefully we will have cleaned this all out. And if there is summer school, then, you know, we've had summer school before. We can open up some of the schools, and teachers who don't have other jobs, because, you know, a lot of our teachers work in the summer at other jobs. We'll have to just work out some way of either having the kids in school or work out ways that we're doing now to have instruction from them at home.
So I guess if I could word this another way, is there a scenario where teachers would be forced to work during the summer? I know summer school is a whole separate thing, but would there be a scenario where teachers are forced to work during the summer?
No, you can't force somebody to, you know, they have a contract to work X number of weeks, and you can't force somebody to work, but I'm sure that we'll get enough teachers that would want to work in the summer.
Okay. Obviously, Buffalo teachers have a contract with the district. Mm-hmm. Is that impacted in any way by what's been happening with coronavirus and the school news?
Not as yet. What we've tried to do is the most important thing is everybody be working together. And I've been working very closely with the superintendent, with our state affiliate, and with some members of the Board of Regents. We haven't gotten to any contractual issue. If there looks like there's going to be a contractual issue, we've tried to work it out so it isn't. But everybody's sort of like saying right now, the major concern right now is health. The health of the individual teachers, their families, and especially our students and their families. So we have to put a lot of these differences aside and say, all right, here's a problem. What do we do to work together to solve it? And we've been doing that.
How often are you communicating with school administration?
Daily. I've been in contact either by email or by phone with the superintendent daily.
And it's been an open line of communication? It's not like you're waiting at all?
No. I mean, sometimes I have to wait because I know he's busy, and sometimes he'll have to wait because I'm busy. But the most important thing is communication. That's whether it be between the superintendent, the BTF, and parents. We're in this together. We have to say, look, what do we have to do so that we don't become Italy, so that we don't become one of these other countries? And we have to work together. We have to communicate. The most important thing is communication so that people know what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. And we have to have understanding that, you know, these are some people are going to be very severely impacted. When I think of, you know, the restaurants and some of the places that are going to be closed, that's tough.
What's the best way for teachers to stay up to speed with any sort of school news?
Well, we're sending out every day. We are sending out emails to our teachers. They should, you know, tune in to, you know, they should really listen to the media whenever they can. They should look at the websites from both the district and also Erie County and also the state. That's the most important way. But what we've been doing is we've been sending out an email once a day to all of our teachers to keep them apprised, and the district has been trying to do the same.
I here in your offices, I could see it's kind of appears to be business as normal here as you guys continue to do your thing. But how has your office here on Porter Ave been affected?
Well, we've been affected by some of our staff have had to bring their children in because their schools are closed. So we have a couple of the kids working here, which is fine. And we had another one of our office workers bring her son came in to work along, you know, to be with her here. So our office is going to remain open. I mean, we're not closing just because the schools are closing. We'll be remaining open. We may change our hours. We've asked teachers not to come in personally unless they have an appointment. And we'll be corresponding, you know, and the office will be open, you know, may change our hours a little bit since the schools are closed. But no, we'll be here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.